Brain does not vibrate like the head, but it determines how much energy is retained in the useful head air system and how much is lost into surrounding structures. Yamaha explicitly states that its frame does more than support the bowl and that frame weight contributes to acoustic response. The same TP8300R page describes a floating mount in which the bowl does not contact other parts of the instrument, with the stated purpose of preventing distortion and allowing head oscillation. Adams similarly describes hammered copper bowls supported by a high-strength suspension ring and cast steel struts intended to reduce pressure on the frame and help prevent flex or changes in the shape of the frame or bowl. Ludwig's manual describes free-floating kettle suspension and heavy support struts in its professional design. Fleischer's 2008 study is especially useful here because it treats the frame not merely as hardware, but as part of the vibroacoustic system. A modern orchestra tympano includes attachments that make the instrument tunable, portable, and durable, even though those added parts have no direct musical purpose as vibrating tone generators. Fleischer's measurements found that a relatively massive frame could behave rather rigidly over the investigated range, while an outer three-quarter ring developed its own normal modes. If a head partial lies at or near one of those structural resonances, mechanical energy transferred by the player can be drawn away from the head. The corresponding partial may then have a lower amplitude and decay more quickly. The physics lesson is not that one suspension system is automatically superior. The lesson is that support is never acoustically neutral. A frame can allow the bowl head system to behave freely, or it can absorb energy, transmit noise, distort geometry, or alter stability. In performance, the player may experience these differences as response, projection, bloom, or simply the drum feels alive. That point should not be turned into an easy rule such as remove every ring or heavier is always better. Fleischer also notes that omitting A. A strongly vibrating attachment does not automatically calm the frame. It changes the structure and may remove damping effects that were in some cases beneficial. For players and builders, this is a valuable corrective. Suspension and frame design are not decorative details, and their effects are not always intuitive. They are part of the pathway by which useful energy is preserved, transformed, or lost. Pedal and tuning mechanisms affect tone indirectly. A balanced action pedal, ratchet clutch, Dresden style pedal, Berlin style pedal, chain system, hand screw, or Viennese slash Neller mechanism does not produce sound by itself. It governs how tension is applied, held, adjusted, and trusted. If a pedal creeps, chatters, flexes the frame, or returns inconsistently, the player spends musical attention managing machinery. If the mechanism distributes tension evenly and silently, the player can shape sound instead.